ADHD, part three.
We're going to do it again.
We're going to talk about all the things that ADHD...
Well, not all of them, because we've already talked about it twice. So we're going to talk about it a third time, because there's so much that comes with it.
So much.
And the whole world has it.
And maybe you can...
relate?
That's the word I was looking for.
And maybe you can't. So let's do it. Ready? Let's go. Jello, I'm Ash.
And I'm Lynn.
And this is
Only If You Can Keep Up.
That was cute. Okay, ADHD, we both have it. If you're here, you know that by now, I'm assuming, because squirrel.
Plastic bag.
Plastic bag.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, we're going to start. Do you want to start or do you want me to start?
You can start.
Okay, in this, I might have talked about a little bit before. We try to come up with stuff we have not said on here. But yeah. If we repeat, then I'm sorry.
And we may circle back around.
If
and
you
forget.
Have ADHD, you probably forgot that we said it in the first place. So that now
it's
like a refresher, okay?
Yeah.
If I have something in my head, I have to do it.
Do I have something in my teeth?
No, you're good.
Sorry.
And I'm not talking about like little stuff. I'm talking about like, okay, so like right now. Our rabbits are in a shed. I built a little enclosure in the shed for the winter winds to keep them out of. Well, spring has sprung, and I need them out of the shed. Well, we have this cage behind my house, and I had the brilliant idea to put a divider, because I have females, males, and a different breed that can't be with either of them. So I have three sections of rabbits, okay?
Right.
I thought of a divider section that I could put in this cage to get them outside.
Yeah.
But to separate it. I don't need to do it right now. We're still getting really cold nights.
But your brain says.
Oh, no, I have to do it. You don't understand. Like, I can think of nothing more than this fucking rabbit coop.
Because with ADHD, everything we're thinking of is urgent in that moment. Like, everything is urgent.
And the fact that I thought of this yesterday and I have not done it yet, my brain will not stop.
Yeah.
If I'm dazing off, disassociating, I am literally thinking about my rabbit coop.
Yeah. Like,
you're
usually dissociating to think about that. Like,
yes.
It's like your brain takes you into that no matter what.
Like yesterday, and this is terrifying, or the other day, it wasn't yesterday, the day before. No, it was yesterday. Yeah, it was yesterday. I was just driving along, you know, trying to go home. I came to a stop sign that was about 2 miles past my house.
Yeah.
Because I didn't turn, because my brain was in the rabbit coop.
Yeah.
It was not driving. I was not there.
And I do that a lot. And it's like. Part
it's
of your
terrifying.
Brain, I mean, it's autopilot, obviously. Part of your brain knows what it's doing, but you're not aware of it because you've checked out to think about what
the rabbit
it is.
Coop.
Yeah.
And
then you're like, how did I get here?
Exactly. And it needs to be done. Like, if I have an idea, like a pating, I have to do it.
Yeah.
Have to do it in that moment. I can't be like, okay, Thursday, I can schedule this.
Yeah.
No.
If I write something down, my thing is, I think I'll forget about it. If I don't do it right now, I'll forget about it. I'll lose interest.
My brain won't let me forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've been at your house for, like, a few hours now, and I've thought about it at least 75 times here. I'm not kidding. Like, it's a constant thought until I accomplish that goal.
Yeah.
I will not stop thinking about it.
Yeah. It becomes an obsession.
Literally.
Not just a hyper-focus.
It's like a short-lived obsession, because the minute it is done... Ding.
Yeah.
It's like I get a check mark.
Yeah.
And I'm good. And I will never think about that again.
Yeah.
And it's also a very, very temporary thing, because we're building a whole ass big coop for them outside this spring or this summer, whatever. So it's a very temporary thing, and it won't take me long, but it's just having the time and the weather to go out and do it, because Midwest, weird fucking weather.
Yeah.
So...
But it drives you absolutely crazy
fucking
until you can start
nuts.
It. And you're like, all I want to do is do this thing, and I can't.
It's so bad.
And mine's, I do it but with other things, littler things, because I don't have a farm or anything big like that. But mine will be little things, like I've got an idea for this thing I want to put in my shop, or this thing I want to do, or this thing I want to try. And I will think about it. But my problem is, if I don't do it right in that moment, it's gone. I either forget or I lose interest.
The little things I can write down, as long as it's in front of me at some point and I can come and pick, I wanted to do that little thing, put something new in my shop or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's the big things usually that I go to obsession mode.
And my big thing, and this is both, ADHD can do both of these things, where you absolutely are so fixated on this thing, or... And then you have to do it. Or you're so fixated on it that you shut down. And I do the shutdown.
See, when it's a big thing like that, like something I'm interested in, I don't do the shutdown.
Yeah.
Now, if it's something I know I have to do, I will put it off to the last second.
Yeah.
Like, it's I have to do it versus I want to do it, I think.
Mine, like, okay, so say my living room. I've been wanting to paint it for at least 5 years, and I have the paint. I've had the paint for over a year, and you know I want to do it. We've even trialed out the paint. We've used it to see what it looks like. I think about it at least every couple days. I'm like, I really need to paint this living room. I really need to do this, but I don't, because one project is broken down into so many steps in my head that I just can't.
Stuff like that for me, like, literally on a random Thursday night, I said, I think I want to paint my kitchen a darker green.
Yeah.
Friday morning, I went and got paint, and it was done by Sunday.
And you finished it. Yeah. My problem is finishing. The entire kitchen. Like, when I get started, if I either lose interest or my joints start hurting or something disrupts me.
It is a lot. Like, it is a lot to start the project, especially painting, because you have to take everything off the walls.
Initiating a project is my biggest problem. Like, yeah. I have all these ideas, but to initiate an actual big project.
I get confused. Is it confused? Like, it's kind of like I need order.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, I know how to start, but after I start, what do I do then?
Yeah.
Where do I go from starting point? What's number two? Then what's number three? And my brain doesn't know what to do in what order because I've never done it before.
Yeah.
So I don't do it.
Yeah.
Because I got the start process, but number two and three and four and five, I can't.
Now, if I have someone there telling me what, like, when you come over and help me with big projects, like, I feel like telling such a me bitch what to too. Do. But like, I love it. Because I need someone to tell me what to do.
For real.
That's my biggest thing. I doubt myself much.
I don't doubt myself ever. Ugh. I'm just like, I'm fucking doing it.
What about with, like, initiating conversations with people you don't know?
Human
like
beings
that.
Are different things. Yeah. You just had to write a whole message for me because I could not do it. Like, seriously.
But I can do it for other people. But when it comes to my, like, I will doubt myself so much and think about it so much that I will overthink it.
See, that's how I am. That's why I had you write that conversation for me.
But I do that with all kinds of stuff. Like, starting something because I'm like, what if I mess it up? What if I can't finish it? What if I can't? So then I just won't do it. And, like, the things I have to do, I will do. If I absolutely have to do it, I will do it. Like, whatever. And then I figure it out as I go. But, like, I have some big stuff coming up. Like, a big meeting. I'm on our school board and, like, our governing board, so, like, I have to meet with all these other representatives from this other right. schools. And I've done this several times, but the socializing, the bright lights, we're in this big room with these bright, like, fluorescent lights bother me so much. Yeah. I can hear the buzzing. I can feel the light, and it's, like, so overwhelming. And then all these people and, like, all their energy is just so much, and I'm just...
See, I don't have a lot of people projects. Yeah. My projects consist of ducks, chickens, and rabbits, and soon to be
they're
goats.
They're easier to get along with.
They are. They
except just, for when they randomly attack or try to fly off.
They just literally want snacks, and that's it.
Yeah.
So it's fine. I don't do a lot of people things because I don't have to. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. When I do it, like, I have
meetings. And I got myself into these situations.
Yeah, I have meetings at the school. I have to go to doctor's appointments.
It's always an accident, but yeah. Yeah, doctor's appointments are hard sometimes, too. If it's for one of my kids, I have no problem.
Yeah. Same. If it's for me, I'm fucking going.
I'll reschedule.
Listen, I've probably had an ear infection for 3 weeks and I still haven't taken care of that. Like, I'm taking care of it at home by myself. Like, and it's
got tea tree oil and ibuprofen.
Exactly. It feels a lot better now. But, like, I should have probably went and got antibiotics. And I'm not saying it's completely gone because I still get that womp feeling every now, especially when I lay down at night. Yeah. But I'm not going to fucking go.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need amoxicillin that bad. I'll deal with it. Like, it's for me. So, no, if it was my child, the first time my child says, Mommy, my ear hurts, doctor, next day.
Yeah, I have no problem calling the doctor, taking them, running them right in, but it's for someone else. Or even like my husband. He has a bunch of appointments because he's got a lot he's going dealing with right now. I have no problem getting up and go. I don't dread those. When it is for me, I will dread, especially dentist appointments, eye doctor appointments, anything out of the norm. I will just like dread it. And then when I'm done, I have this sense of relief that I'm like,
yes.
Oh, I'm almost giddy.
Do you ever do the things? Like, you do the things, and you're like, damn, I fucking adulted today. Like, Hell yeah. Look at me. I know you do, because you're like, oh my God, today I did this.
Listen, I humaned hardcore.
Yeah. Like, I was productive. I got those 7 phone calls done I needed to get done, and I got all good responses, and I went to the doc. It's such an, like, dopamine, I guess. Like, you get so excited and, like, happy that you did the things.
Your reward center lights up. And with me, that sense of relief.
But
just
it
like,
only lasts for about an hour. And then I'm back to the what's next. Sometimes I crash, too.
And I do it with, like, when we have a lot of, like, socializing stuff going on. Like, especially in the summer, if there's, like, a cookout to go to and a birthday party to go to. And I dread them.
You dread mine?
No, not yours. I never dread your stuff.
Well, mine is pretty... chill.
But you're like, your environment's different.
Your company is chickens. So
yeah, like, you've got the outside open air. It's like relaxed and peaceful. And like, it's always good company. It's different. Right. I'm comfortable out there. But if I'm going to somewhere I haven't been a lot, or like people I'm not used to being around, mm-hmm. I will get so dreadful. Like, I will just, it's daunting. And then while I'm there, I close out. I'm a big talker. I love to talk. I love to, like, if I'm one-on-one with somebody and we're talking about something I love to talk about, I can go on and on and on and on and on.
And that person's probably like, shut the fuck.
But when it's people I don't know and people I'm not comfortable around or I'm not used to, I am the quiet one in the corner not talking to anyone.
Yeah, that's,
and it's so weird. Like, I get so nervous, and I will find, that's why I've always liked hosting, because I stay busy in the kitchen. And
then you can dip to the bedroom later and, like, hide.
Right. I gotta go to the bathroom, come back 30 minutes later. But, like, that's I'll pick one person. Like, if you want to come to me in the kitchen and talk to me, okay, I'll do one at a time. Just start a line.
Just
but,
like,
if I have to do everybody at once, I'm like,
start a line here to have a conversation with me, because I am that powerful.
This is my house. I am the kitchen witch. Form a line. I will talk to you one at a time. But so, like, these big meetings and things like that, I don't have a person. Like, right. I don't have a you that I can go to, like, my safe person. Usually, like, family gatherings and stuff, I've got my person that I can kind of, but I don't have, but I've learned that I have become that person to other people somehow. I don't know how. It's like, they must sense the anxiety in me, too. I'll sit down at a table by my, because I got to be early. I'm early to everything. I'm either, like, we've talked about that before, too.
Super,
like,
early or super
with
late.
With ADHD, you're either, time management is hard, so you're either going to show up late or you're going to show up super early. Like, you're hardly ever just, like, spot on. My thing is, I want to be early to everything. I want to be the first one in, so that people, like, I don't want to find a seat. Like, I don't want to stress over.
I will legit leave my house 5 minutes before something starts and not have a feeling of guilt at all.
Really?
And I have, like, a 15-minute drive into town. Like, I don't care.
Now, if I'm coming to your house or my mom's or somewhere I'm relaxed and, like, comfortable, I don't worry about being late. Mm-hmm. But anything else, like these meetings, these appointments coming up, all that, I will show up 15 to 20 minutes early because I don't want to have to, like, one, I don't want to risk being late. I don't want to, like, underestimate my time. But also, like this situation, if I'm one of the first ones there, I can pick an open table and I can sit down. I don't have to choose who I'm going to sit by. I don't have to choose who I'm going to talk to. But I found when I do that, people flock to me and they come and sit down and then they start talking to me and I'm the quiet one and I'm like, oh, everybody's anxious. Like, everybody's anxious. But I don't know. And I'm thinking, like, maybe this isn't just an ADHD thing. Maybe it's just, like, social anxiety in general. Because some people can just walk in a room, don't think a thing about it, you know, just...
I usually walk in a room, like, it's, okay, say I have to go to a baby shower or something along those lines. I know. I will walk in a room, I will sit down, cue the dogs, I will sit down at a table, I will find a table, sit down with, like, no one in the vicinity of...
It's mail time, I think, again. We have this problem a lot.
Mail's here. I will do that. And then usually nobody comes and talks to me.
Really?
Like, I just sit there and look around like, like, my kids will run up to me. And that's it. Like, I don't know.
Mine are even stranger.
But I also feel like I put off the energy of leave me the fuck alone. Like, you're just kind of, like, curious. Like, is anybody else like me?
I think a lot of things is, too, when I'm nervous, I'll lock eye contact on accident, and then I'll smile. Because I've talked about that before. When I'm nervous, I'll smile.
Yeah,
and I think they take that as an invitation. Like, if somebody looks at me, I'm like, oh, you can't see what I'm doing, but I'm making a little nervous smile. And then I think they take that as, oh, she's friendly. I'll sit by her. And then it turns out, like, most of the time, I end up enjoying talking to that person.
So you almost always have a good time. So why do you dread it in the first place when you know?
I think it's not knowing. It's the unexpected. I dread the unexpected. But yet, I love to do impulsive things at the same time.
But you like to do impulsive things in the comfort of your home.
Yeah. Well, I like new trips and, like, or, like, so trying new places. But I can't do
it
alone.
When we're done with this, do you want to go to Walmart with me?
That's not new, no.
That's impulsive, though. That's my point. You don't like impulsive
You know, I
things.
Would do better if you said that last minute instead of, like, tomorrow, do you want to go to Walmart? Then I will probably find a reason. If I don't find a reason to back out, my body will create a reason. Like, oh, wait, I got diarrhea, sorry. Well, I won't lie. My body will actually have diarrhea because I'll get worked up. But if you said it right now, because I've gone to Walmart with you. I've gone to...
Have you?
I went to Walmart with you... Not the last time we were out, but the time before. We went to a couple different stores. And it was because you threw it on me last minute. And I was like, okay, we're already out. No big deal. Walmart is one of my dread places. And
me
it's because of the lights
and
all
that.
But
I need deodorant. And they don't have it at the Dollar General. The kind we use.
I was just going to fight you with the Dollar General has deodorant.
Not the kind
we
use.
The Dollar Tree. No. probably not the kind you use.
Not the kind we use.
Okay, so you have to go to Walmart. Understood. Understood.
I will walk in, beeline to that deodorant, and walk out. Yeah. Like, that's all I gotta
now,
do.
Now, if I have to, like, say the pharmacy drive-thru is closed, and I have to go inside, I will get in, I will get out, do what I have to do. I will do it when I have to. But I have to, if I have to plan it, it's usually not gonna happen.
Plan it.
But now, spur-of-the-moment things, I do really good.
Planets are in the solar system.
Yes, they are. Mm. Planetary.
You said planet, and that's where I went. Okay.
I could talk about planets all day. We should do an episode on space sometime.
We should.
I love space.
We say stuff like that, and then we don't.
Space. Writing it in my notes.
But do you ever come up with situations that you could possibly be placed in, but you never are in your brain?
Yes.
Like, complete. Like, you'll think of a whole ass story where your house is on fire, or where you have to go to the neighbor's house for some reason. Why would you go to your neighbor's house? There's no fucking reason to walk inside your neighbor's house.
Yeah.
Like, a neighbor you don't know, don't talk to, don't whatever. But you, like, plan everything about it, and, like, what their house would look like, and what you would say, and why you're there, and what you're doing, and everything. But it's never gonna fucking happen.
Yeah.
Like,
the thing is, though, I think it's not going to happen, and then it does.
Okay.
Like, one time I accidentally locked myself out of the house at 2 a.m., and my husband was gone at work, working night shift, and I actually had to go into the neighbor's house that I'd never been in before and use his landline because my cell phone was inside, and my kids were inside, and I was freaking out.
Oh.
And I had to call my husband to come bring me keys.
See, I'm not talking about stuff like that. Like, I'm talking about, like...
You're not talking panic situations.
No, I'm talking like, okay, I'm driving down the road. I'm at a stop sign. I look over. That's a pretty house. My mind will come up with a whole story as to why I have to go inside
More
that
like
house.
Fun, like entertaining
silly,
things.
Like silly, goofy things. Or like, oh, I think I'll go to, I'll have a whole story about how I'm going to a water park tomorrow. What?
Yeah.
There ain't no water parks. Like, what?
Mine
what,
is usually with like things
scenarios
that I would never do. Okay,
exactly.
So like, I love to sing and all that, right? When I daydream in the car, and I used to do this a lot when I was, I've told you this before, when I was driving out of town for work, I would do it a lot, like, especially 30-minute drives. I would, like, oops, how did I get here? I was thinking in my head about this song that I was singing to on the radio, and in my head, I was learning to play piano, and I was singing it for a crowd of people, and I'm like, okay, you're 36 years old, and you have not done that since you were, like, what, junior high, high school?
Yeah.
Don't think you're going to do it again. But in my head, I am, like, the best entertainer, and, like, that's where I go when
you're
I'm dazing off.
You're the lady...
Or I'll, like,
not
imagine
Lady Gaga,
myself, like,
Lady Lola, Lola, Lady
I'll
Lala.
Imagine all these things that I want to do, like, that I would never actually do.
Exactly. Yeah. So you just come up with shit in your head, and, like, it's you're replaying it, and you're doing it, and you're there, and you're in. And
it's
it almost
like our
feels
brain
like,
has to create some form
it's
of
almost,
entertainment.
It's the same. It equals when you read a book and you go, like, say
yeah.
I'm reading Harry Potter, I will go to Hogwarts.
Right. You're
in my
fully
brain,
in it.
I am in Hogwarts. That's where I'm at in there. It's the same thing, only I'm not reading. I'm just driving or walking or that's called... I'm going to call that daydreaming.
Yeah, I daydream a lot.
I do it more when I'm bored.
Yeah.
It's like my brain is like,
well,
I don't like what we're doing. Driving is boring. So let's go to the water park.
Anything that's like lulling and constant,
yes.
I end up daydreaming. Always. I did it in school all the time,
and it's
obviously.
It's so fucking realistic. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I come out of it and I'm like, where the fuck's my swimsuit? Like, why am I not at the water park?
I don't know.
Like,
I don't think everybody's brains are this vivid, but like when you picture things, are they just super vivid?
I don't physically see them. Like, if I close my eyes, I do not physically see them. I see them inside my head. Does that make, like, inside my inner brain?
Yeah.
Like, if I think of an apple right now and I close my eyes, I see black.
Oh.
Well, I see, like, a light, like, it's not vivid.
Yeah.
It's like a circle of an apple. But inside my brain, I see a whole ass apple sitting on a table with a tablecloth and a mat and a da 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 da. But it's inside.
We were talking about, my family and I were talking about this and how, like, some people can't. Imagine an apple, but some people can imagine the apple red with a green leaf. Some people imagine more details,
but it's in my
inner
brain.
But mine's like a whole, like that apple's dancing. It's got eyes. It's got.
When you close your eyes right now, do you see an apple? Like physically see an apple? Like your eyes are open, or is it inside your head?
It's inside my head.
So it's not a visual. It's in your brain.
I mean, I see it bright and clear though.
But it's in your brain, not in your vision.
I mean, like I can't open my eyes and see it.
That's my point. So it's in your
inner
brain.
I know it's in
brain.
My head, but yeah.
Yeah, it's your inner brain. Same.
Yeah. So my imagination, I guess.
So, okay.
But some people just are all black and they can't imagine the apple at all.
Okay, yeah, yeah, no. Yeah. See, my husband has that.
But it's not just you tell me to see a red apple, I see it. It's got a whole story.
Yeah, like, me too. Same, yeah. Always. It's never simple.
Yeah, nothing is ever simple. Exactly,
it's a red apple on a counter in a farmhouse and the wind is breezing in and the children yes. are running in the background. Like, it's not just an apple on
just
a counter.
Just like how our dreams. I bet most people with ADHD have wild, vivid dreams, too.
I hope so, because if not, we're just fucking weird.
It's like, brain is just constant saying, entertain, entertain, entertain.
My dreams, I will legit wake up with, like, at least a 30-second confusion rate. Like,
yeah.
Why? Where's my husband? Where are my children? Why? What? Mm-hmm. Why am I here? I wasn't here.
Yeah.
I was in Hollywood. You know, yeah, whatever. Like
trying
my dream
to come
was.
Out of it.
But then I'm like, oh fuck, that was a dream. Yeah. Like, it's actual confusion sometimes. Yes. Like,
I've woke up vivid. And it's not even the dream that I remember. It's just coming out of that state of sleep.
Yeah.
And I know we've talked about this probably on the sleep episode or maybe the dreams. I don't know. That confusional arousal where I wake up and I really don't know where I am.
Yeah.
And I have to walk through and remind myself, like, this is my bedroom. These are my kids. Like, it's freaky.
I've never done that one before.
But it's like our brain just constantly shifts in and out of different, like, I don't know, man.
It's really weird.
Do you have to... I know you do this. When you're watching something and you want to know what it's about, but you just can't sit for it, so you have to speed it up. I speed everything up.
Oh, everything.
TikTok videos, so, YouTube videos.
Speed. Facebook Messenger took away the 2x speed section.
Yeah.
Do you know how hard it is to listen to some of your messages sometimes?
And just, I talk pretty fast.
You do, but my point is I am so used to listening to them fast on 2x speed. Like podcast. The only thing I do not and cannot speed up is music.
Yeah, no, I couldn't
use it. I even speed up Netflix.
Yeah.
I do. I don't
never
do it.
Thought about doing
I've never
Netflix.
Done the 2x. I usually do the 1.5.
I do it with YouTube, which I don't watch a lot of videos anyway because I can't sit still for them. But especially with like TikToks and YouTubes.
Like, oh, get to the always point, speed. Get to the point, just get to hold the your point, finger down the on the left and that bitch speeds up every time. But yeah, speed everything up.
It's just my brain cannot stop
I
and sit
can
still.
Also understand it better when it's coming at me fast.
Yes.
Like, I can walk, okay, I'm not a people person, but if I do walk into that crowd and somebody comes to me and starts talking to me, I can almost instantly tell they have ADHD because of how fast they're talking.
Yes.
And I'm understanding and it's like a go conversation.
Yeah.
Like when we talk.
Yeah.
We can legit have 4 conversations going at the exact same time sitting next to each other.
Exactly.
And we get it. Like there's never a, wait, what? No, it's we're in all 4 of them at the same time talking about 4 different scenarios.
Keep up with each other, yeah.
Only if you can keep up.
Only if you can keep up.
Yeah.
But I sit and I look like my husband who I do not think he has ADHD, but he might be on the spectrum, but he does not have ADHD. He is not a fast paced person unless he's a mania and that's a whole different thing. I've heard him. Okay. This is where I don't understand. He tells a story and he is so calm and patient and laid back. You've heard him tell stories.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So listen to this. I got to tell you something. And then like, okay, man, okay, man,
get
I'm
on
trying,
with it. Come on,
I'm
come
trying,
on.
And
come
then on. He'll get irritated because I'm, like, doing other things. I'm like, I gotta multitask, I gotta make the best of my time, I'm still listening.
But, and then they ask you questions, and you're like, wait, what?
That motherfucker can spit out Eminem lyrics like it's, like, if you can do that, why can't you speed up your, but in his mind, he wants to say things, has like, that's a memory he can grasp and spit out.
Right.
Whereas his story, he wants it to sound how he wants it to sound. So I get that. Right. You're like wanting to take the time. But me, I'm just like, I got to say the words as they come in my head because I'm not going to be able to get it out if I don't. Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, and it's so fast.
And I do try to slow down for people. Like, especially when I'm doing a reading and it's recorded, especially like I'm trying to explain this tarot card. I'm trying to explain what I got. I take a deep breath and I'm like, okay, you need to slow down because this person needs to hear you enunciate.
Right.
And like when I do TikToks and things like that with voiceovers, I slow down and I try to use my professional voice because I want them to be able to understand what I'm saying.
Right.
But 9 times out of 10, when I'm talking to somebody I know, it is just like, and they're like, holy cow.
Woman. Not me though. I'm always like, yeah, go
you
faster.
You get it.
Go faster. Faster,
but you know,
Maddie,
my
faster.
Kids are all fast paced, super fast paced. So they get it and I don't have any trouble. My middle child talks so fast that I can't understand.
Yeah. So
and I'm
mine.
Like, stop, slow down, enunciate. She's like, oh my gosh, today my friend said, and then her words start.
I think that's just more because they're like little preteens and they just have so much to get out in that moment, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my little one's slower paced, but he's very, very deep thinking. Like, the other night, we got into space and, like, all the planets and the solar systems and the, like, stars and black holes and stuff. And he can just sit and talk. And he uses these huge words, like, it just in regular conversation, and he knows what context, he's seven, knows what context to use them in. And I'm just like, oh my gosh. Like, sometimes he like baffles me, but he's not as fast paced. So like, maybe he actually stops and slows down to think things through more. Like, he yeah. obtains knowledge. Whereas I might read something and think it's cool, but I can't pull it out when I need it.
Yeah.
Like, it's in there somewhere floating around, but I can't always.
But it'll come to your mind when you don't need it.
Right.
When you don't need it, you'll be like, oh, yeah.
Like, we're talking about what kind of pizza we want. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, did you know that you can, I don't know, whatever with
you can sweep your sidewalk off with a broom and it instantly becomes clean. Like, just the most random fucking right. bullshit. I get it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you ever practice your conversations sometimes?
Yeah.
Like, I do it a lot.
It's really bad with typing. Like, if I'm sending someone a message or an email, like, I hate typing messages because I overanalyze everything.
See, I don't do it with typing. I just straight up do it, like it's not necessarily that I need to tell somebody something and be like, oh, it's something I want. It's like, say I'm coming over here. I don't really do it with you, but this is an example.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you about one of my chickens.
Yeah.
I will literally, on the way here, speak out loud because I'm in the car by myself. Oh my God, do you know the one chicken that did it? And I will speak it. And then I will speak your part. And then I'll speak my part. And then I'll speak your part. And then I'll come and I won't tell you about it because I already told you yes. about it in the car.
Yep. Yep.
Like, it's not.
I do that. I do. It's usually when I'm like, yeah, when I've had to wait to say something.
It's like fuck, my it's
mom.
Gone.
When I see my mom, sometimes we only get to see each other about once a week or so because schedules and everything. So I'll be like, oh, I have so many things I want to tell her about. And in my head, I'm like,
but you already
going
told her.
Through everything. And then by the time I get there, I forget.
But you've already told her. That's the point.
Right.
You
in
told
my
her.
Head, I've already
the
told her.
The version of her in your brain, you've already told.
Yeah.
It's
so I told her,
crazy.
I'm like, we're going to have to start making notes and then like talk, which we like text each other every day, message each other. But like, it's just to stop and slow down and type everything. It's just, I do like voice clips for that reason, but she's not a voice clip person. So we're not phone call people either. So if I can't type it, I have to save it for when I see her. And then I'm like, I forgot everything I was going to tell you.
Right.
But yeah.
I saw a TikTok about this one the other day, and my mind was like, phew. So I'm trying to change it. I rush everything.
Yes.
Everything.
Yes.
To get to the relaxing part.
Yes.
So I'll rush the dishes and the cooking and the cleaning and the putting the kids to get to bed and rush and rush and rush and rush so I can sit down in silence.
Yes.
I will rush my life away so I can get
and
that moment of quiet.
I think we talked about that a little on one of the other episodes. Well, I did anyway, about how I'm trying so hard to be more in the moment and be more present with daily stuff.
I am,
because
too.
I'm like, I don't want to rush my life away.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and then I'm having a big existential crisis about how, like, my kids, like, my oldest is going to be 17.
Yeah.
My middle is going to be 12, and my youngest is going to be 8. And it's like, when was she 4?
By the way, all three of our kids are the exact same age. Well, not exact. Mine are all
a
few months
like
behind yours.
We were pregnant all three times at the same time.
And we did
times.
Not plan that.
No,
how
it just
weird.
Happened.
But we're like hitting this moment of like our kids are.
But like, I cannot recall. I cannot pull out of my brain my son, my middle child at 5 years old.
Yes.
I can't remember what he looked like.
And doesn't that make
or
you,
how
does
he
it make
was.
You sick inside?
Yes.
It makes me feel physically sick.
And it's like, because I rushed it. But let me tell you something. I can pick out the Easter dress in the entire Easter celebration I had when I was 9 years old.
Yeah.
And what happened?
So maybe in like 20 years we'll be able to remember
it? I don't think I rushed it then. I think rushing it has...
That makes sense.
I have rushed my life away and I'm realizing it and it's fucking with me.
Yeah.
Like, if I truly sit and think, and, like, I can go to my phone and find the pictures from the year he was 5, and then it's like, okay, yeah, I remember that. And so I can recall
and
it.
And I panic
once
over,
I get
like,
a visual.
What if was I, that? I don't know what that was.
I dropped him.
If I panic over thinking, if I lost all my videos and pictures, like, say, my computer, my phone, and my external hard drive were destroyed in some way, I have nothing. I have nothing.
That's why you need to go to the Apple. Because it's called a cloud.
Yeah, well, I've got some stuff, I guess, saved on. Yeah.
But everything goes to the cloud.
Yeah.
And so then when you want it, you can just get it from the cloud, from anywhere.
My point is just that, like, if it wasn't for digital stuff and memories, or, like, my physical photo albums, like, I'm afraid I wouldn't remember. A lot of my childhood memories are because
it's like
I have them on video that my dad took or pictures that my mom has in an album. And, like, if I couldn't physically see that, I don't know that I would remember it.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
It's like it's not there until it's
and
there.
And I don't like, memories make me feel sick. Instead of, like, feeling like, oh, that's so cute. Like, if I see pictures of my kids when they were little instead of feeling happy, I feel like, oh, I feel almost sick.
Because like, they're old now.
Oh, where did it go? And I can't remember it all. Yeah. Like, I remember bits and pieces.
I rush my life, right? We already said that. I'm rushing. I'm trying to slow down. I've realized it the last few weeks. I've been really trying. And it's working. Like, I remember things. And it's fun. Yeah. And we're like, I'm not saying we never had fun. I'm just saying it's always been a rush, rush, rush. In just a few short 10 years, 15 years, we will have no kids here. Mm. They will be gone. They'll think be off living their lives. The last 10
years went away. Like, how fast?
So, in the blink of an eye, it's just going to be you and your husband.
Wow. That's so crazy.
Like, oh, that's what makes me sick. Yeah, thinking really I does. Only have, like, my oldest is already talking about going to college and she's leaving. And it's like, I can't.
Yeah.
Like, you've been under my, like, I have to let you go. Like, how? Okay, this is, we've totally went left field.
And I know everyone worries about that stuff, but our brains tend to overanalyze and
we don't worry about it until it's brought up or until that moment hits.
Yeah.
Like, I do not think about this constantly. Yeah. I'll be walking through my house about to vacuum and be like, holy fucking shit. Yeah. My youngest is almost 8.
Things just happen. Like, they just come to you out of nowhere. Out and then of you're like,
nowhere. It's like a bitch slap to your brain. And it's fucking annoying. And
it takes over what you're doing in that moment.
Exactly. Where... And then it's like, I'm not vacuuming now because now I'm going to go cry.
Yeah.
Because my daughter is so old or my youngest is growing up. And
I think the biggest thing is like, my biggest problem in life, my biggest problem is that I never feel like there's enough time. Ever.
Never.
Like, I know we've talked about time a million times. But it's not just time management and time blindness. It's this whole, like, it consumes me. Of, like, I had this whole day where I could have gotten everything done. And I feel like I'm going constantly. I'm not stopping. But I'm not getting everything caught up. I'm not getting
all the errands. I think a big part of that is also that, like you said, we don't live in the moment.
Yeah.
So, like, we had all these moments.
But like, if I'm working another mower.
Another?
Must be a different neighbor. We have a few older neighbors that like to mow a lot.
Yeah, that was on another episode that you were talking about the mowing. Yeah, earlier, for the episode we did earlier, someone mowed their entire yard. Now we have another mower. It's fine. But what was I saying?
It is springtime. Oh, so, or will
you
be.
You said we don't...
No, maybe, was we'll... I Ooh, maybe my Amazon delivery.
What am I talking about?
Time. Time. Oh, I feel like in the moment I am enjoying... Like, okay, so say I'm watching my kid's ball game. I'm there and I'm paying attention, I'm
talking about like your day-to-day. Like you get up, the kids go to school, you do this.
Yeah.
You do all of these things and you did not stop one time. But then when you sit down and it's like 9 o'clock at night, you're like, what the fuck did I do today?
Yeah.
Because you were not in any of those moments.
Yeah.
You were rushing through those moments to get to that point in your day. So you don't remember them like you do remember your child's ball game because you sat and enjoyed the moment.
That's even the stuff I sit down to like pay attention, I can't remember. It still feels like it flew. Like, say I'm working on an order that I'm really interested in and I'm trying to make it extra intuitive and I'm really in the moment. I still can't remember like how I felt, like where did that hour and a half go? I know that I worked on this order for an hour and a half.
Because time isn't real.
Yeah. It's just,
well, it goes back to time being a fuck.
Every day it's like, how is it nighttime again? And I have not... I've done so much, and I think I've talked about it.
Do so much. Like yesterday, I did so much outside because it was nice.
Yeah.
So much. But at the end of the day, I felt like I did nothing.
Yeah.
I didn't do enough, but I did. I did.
That's the thing, the guilt. I never feel like I do enough.
Never do enough.
I can move all day.
I never slow down. It's you never, ever, 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 ever. You slow down to close your eyes at night.
Yeah.
And then you wake up in the morning and it's like, literally going until...
It feels like you blinked and then you're just starting again. Yes. Like, oh my gosh.
That whole day is gone. And it's been 24 hours, but it hasn't. It's been 2.
Yeah.
Like, what happened? Yeah. Know. Time is a big thing. Sickness. If you have ADHD, like we do, we have a pretty severe, I would say. Like,
they told me I'm off the charts, but...
I've never been tested, and but I know I have it, so... But, like, sickness is hell. Because your body will not let you do the things your brain is telling you to do. Your brain is go, 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 go.
Yeah.
But you can't. Yeah. You have the fever or you have the cough or the puking or the whatever. And you physically cannot do all the things. So you sit there in a ball of guilt and soot because you should be doing the laundry. You should be taking care of the kids. You should be doing all this. But your body will not let you.
Yeah.
Sickness and ADHD are not friends.
No.
Like, like even just a common cold, you are now put off by blowing your nose and coughing and sneezing and all the constant stuff that you can't do all the stuff you would normally do in the normal time you would do it.
Yeah. And that's like, I have RA, I have a lot of autoimmune issues. And when I have a flare up and it takes me to, cause sometimes the joint pain is so bad, I can't move. And I'll still force myself to do what I have to do. But in my head, my body can't move. But in my head, I'm like, you have to do these things, you worthless piece of crap.
But you...
And the self-criticism is just like...
See, I don't have that at all. I never think like that. I have never once thought you worthless piece of crap to myself.
I mean, I don't like constantly call myself names. But in my head, I'm like, you've got... guilty. Like, to feel worth something, I have to be doing something. And I'll be like, oh, you're just going to waste your time. Like, you're just going to sitting here. But my body needs to relax, so it's okay. But no, I never say bad things about myself in front of my kids. I don't ever talk about being fat.
Do you think I'm in your head, though? Like, do you actually think those words in your head?
Sometimes. It's gotten a lot better over the last few years. But sometimes in my head,
I'll be mad at myself because I went to take a nap. And I slept an extra hour, not meaning to, because I turned my alarms off or something.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be mad at myself, but I never say I'm a worthless piece of crap.
Yeah, I don't know if I say those words specifically.
I'm just saying, I never talk bad about myself to myself.
That's good. Because
in my brain, I never say those things.
That's good.
I'm just like, that
mine's
sucks.
More of like, you've got to get it together. You've got it, like, this is ridiculous. Like, you should be able to do this. You should be able to do that. You should be able to keep up with everybody else. Like,
that's like childhood trauma.
I don't know where it came from, though. I don't know.
I would say that's childhood trauma. Somebody always making you think you had to do something and you couldn't relax and sit.
I don't know. I should see a therapist one day.
Now because I'm pretty sure that's a childhood trauma.
Yeah, I wonder where it would have came from. I don't
like having those thoughts.
I was a busy bee as a kid because I just had to keep moving all the time. My dad was really busy, but I don't think he ever like made me feel like I had to be busy. I don't think but he's a very go-go person too.
Right.
And my mom stays busy too. And I know she deals with a lot of the same thoughts of like, I got to stay busy. I always got to have a challenge. Like, you know, she doesn't like to, we both have problems with relaxing.
Right. I do. Like
but
cannot.
I never feel like I was forced. I don't think.
Maybe you forced yourself.
Maybe.
Like maybe it was your own internal
forcing. I definitely
forcing.
Was like a perfectionist and an overachiever. Like everything had to be perfect. And that's OCD. I have OCD badly too. But, I don't know. Yeah, maybe. And it's not that I'm like, you're a dumbass, you're a fucking fat bitch. Like, I don't call myself names in my head, I don't think. But, like, the self-image part, I've got much better. I don't, like, now I'm just like, oh, like, whatever. This is how you are. Accept it. And I never, ever talk like, I never like, oh, I'm so lazy, I'm so worried. I never say those kind of things in front of my kids because I don't ever want them to think like that about themselves.
Right,
so, like, if I have a thought that's negative, I will keep that to myself because... Now, if I'm like, oh, I wish I wasn't so tired, I say things like that a lot. Or like, I wish I would have got more done. I say things like that.
Well, that's a wish. You actually said, like, you were batting.
When I was younger, I used to self-talk bad.
That's
to
my
myself.
Point. You're self-talking to yourself bad. Like, saying you worthless piece of shit or something along those lines.
Yeah. And no one's ever, like, called me names that I can ever remember to make me think those
See,
things.
See, I used to struggle with that really bad, but I had someone in my life that said that stuff to me and called those names every single day, 5 times a day, and I still struggle with it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But not as bad as I do now. It was an ex-husband. It wasn't anything more than that.
Yeah.
But...
That's a lot.
Yeah, I don't anymore because my husband now would never... Like, he literally begs me to sit down and relax. He's like... Please come sit by me and, like, I will hold you here.
My husband's
I have to.
Whole thing is always, like, you don't have to do everything. Like, you can just, you can relax.
He's like, I don't care if you don't get the whole house immaculately clean every single day of your life. Yeah. I'm like, I have to vacuum. I have to do this.
Yes.
Because I do have to vacuum every
My
day
thing
because
is
we have
like,
a lot of animals. But
I love him and he is so supportive and, like, he works hard. But, like, he doesn't care about a lot of stuff. So I feel like I have to overcare.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't care if the house is messy. He doesn't care if the trash is overflowing. So he'll just not see it for a couple of days. It doesn't bother him. He will help when I ask, but like I feel like my head says, I have to fix this. I have to do this because nobody else cares.
I think husbands actually have a filter. They can, it's like a contact lens and they just like, they walk by that overpiling trash can that they know they normally take out. But they walk by it and it's immaculately clean and they've already done it. Like, it's like a over their eyes.
Yeah.
Or like the clothes they threw on the floor. They'll walk right by it 100 times, trip over it. Yeah. The dogs will carry it through the house, and they still won't pick it up until you say something. It's literally, no, I'm serious. Men have, it's like a filter that just goes over the eyeballs as they walk by, and then it goes right back away. It's like a genetic filter. I'm not kidding. I've seen it happen before. Okay, routines. I think we've talked about routines in the past, but they are so good for me.
Yeah.
Like, we have our morning routine with the kids. We have our bedtime routine with the kids. Yeah. I have my routine with my animals when I go feed them and do all my animal chores. Yeah. We call them farm chores. Routines are fucking amazing. We have a routine where once a week I come to your house, you come to my house, we podcast. But to start a routine, fuck you.
Yeah. Starting a new routine and keeping it is very hard for me.
But they're amazing for us.
I need structure.
Like, if I could put myself on, like, a weekly routine of, like, Monday I do this. And I've tried. Yeah. Bitch, I've tried. But it always falters. And that one time, like, I did it, I got 3 weeks in a row.
That's where I usually start losing it. It's about 3 weeks.
Well, what happened is that fourth week, I got sick on Monday.
Yeah. That's what always happens for me.
So I did nothing that I was supposed to.
Something big happens to interrupt it.
And then I never go back.
And I always think, is that a sign that I just didn't need this routine?
Because I don't think that. I don't think I forget the routine existed.
I think I strive in chaos, but some things I need the structure. Like, if we didn't have our morning routines, I wake up with that alarm. Has to be the same time every day. Have to do all the things before I wake the kids up. We have a very structured routine in the morning. We are out the door by a certain time. If I didn't have that, mornings would be chaos. Mm-hmm. If I didn't have our bedtime routine, if I didn't have my...
Exactly.
But, like, when it comes to stuff for myself, like, things for me, I suck.
I'm good with routines for the kids. Yeah. Like, for the children.
If it's for other people,
but, like,
I'm great.
We've kept up with this for...
Because it's for each other.
Okay.
If it were just me doing a podcast, I guarantee I probably would have missed at least 10 weeks. I would have gave up months ago.
I don't think I would ever do one by myself.
Yeah, I would have never started in the first place. It's having that second person, like, knowing that you're relying on me, I'm relying on you.
Uh-huh.
We have that, like, accountability.
Right.
I really think a lot of it is that. Because, like, just like I said, like, with doctor's appointments and stuff, if it's for someone else, I can go.
Go.
If someone needs help with something, I can go. I don't think twice. Uh-huh. But if it's for me...
Hey, I need help going to Walmart later. Anyway.
What time is it, by the way?
1:30. I'm just trying to see if you'll do it. Like, I don't need you to go. Anyway, what else you got? What else you got?
Oh, what did I write down here? I think I talked about pretty much everything I was going to talk about.
I have one more.
Okay.
Repeating myself.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when I tell a story, like, okay, so my normal day consists of me at home with all the animals, take care of the animals. I usually work on my business, or I'll go outside and work on something or whatever, okay? I'm by myself until 3 o'clock when my kids come home.
Yeah.
Like, I send you voice messages, and that's, but we don't talk back and forth. Like, I send one, you send one. So it's not like an active conversation.
And we may go hours in between,
And I won't talk to anyone. So my husband comes home from work, especially if he works overtime and he's not home till late, I will literally vomit all of the words, and I will tell him the same story 3 times because I need to validate that I've told it correctly. I think, like, to myself, like, I'll be like, oh yeah, and I just do it again and again.
Well, a lot of Louise.
I think that's probably a male man, because that's a vicious
I thought
bark.
The mail already came, but maybe I bet I have packages coming to my UPS. Anyway, just ignore that. My thing is, I feel like I'm not being heard sometimes. Like, even if he hears me, say my husband, or even my kids, try to beep my dogs. Not beat them. Beep. Make a beep, 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 beep.
You beat your dogs?
Never. I would never. Beep. With a P.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
So, I'll tell my husband something, and I'm not sure if he heard me or not. And then I'm afraid that he'll forget. So, I'll say it again. And he'll be like, you told me that already. And I'm like, did I? Okay, yeah, I did. Then I'm like, sometimes I do it knowing I told him because I'm afraid that he forgot. He's like, I didn't
forget.
See,
mine's never for the thought of forgot. Mine's just because in my brain I need to say it again.
Yeah.
I need to scratch that itch that I haven't said it. Like, I need to say it more and more and more and more. And thankfully my husband's like, he's like, okay, yeah. Like, he never says, you've already told me that. Like, it's always I don't know how he fucking puts up with me.
I feel like when he walks in the door, even if I've been around people, even if I had, working a little bit outside the home, it's not much, but I'm still not around people. I'm mostly on my own when I do that. So it's kind of my own schedule thing. even with our voice clips and like.
You don't talk to anybody for 8 hours.
Right.
Like, there's no conversation.
Right. It's like.
And so when they come home, even when the kids come home, it's like, oh my God, how was your day? Okay, this is what I did, guys. And you had fun. And you did
I always ask him first, like, how was your day? And like, let him. But he usually doesn't have much to say. Like, it was fine.
Yeah, that's what my. Like, yeah, it's good.
And if he says, how was yours? I'm like, I have so much to say. So much.
Sometimes I'm like, we'll get into it later. I need to put the kids to bed. Or I need to go do all the things. And then we'll talk about it later. Because, like, oh my God, it's so much.
If there's too much going on, I'm like,
the simplest story turns into like 10 minutes.
Yes.
Because I like go on side quests. I have to reevaluate it. I have to say everything, including how I coughed in someone's face. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like on accident.
All
like,
little details. Gotta add all those little details.
It's so, oh my gosh.
And what is that? It's like, because I feel like they need to know all the details, even though they don't.
They don't.
Like, it doesn't matter.
Like even when I'm talking to you,
yeah.
Or you're talking to me, I've noticed you do it too.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be like, I don't know. We'll be talking about something. A pin is in front of me.
Right.
So that's why I'm going to be like, we'll be talking about how fluently the pin writes. But I'll also explain to you the color of the pin and the length of the pin and why the pin is.
Like, I'm writing this story with this pen. Oh, wait, it's the black pen, the one I got from Walmart that it has the gel.
And I got it on the day that I also went to that one place and then we did this and we. But then the pen, it's this. But then the pen.
But like, when I'm listening to you talk, I appreciate those details. When other people talk to me, I appreciate details. But, like, I know that when I'm talking to other people, it's annoying. That's my biggest thing is I always worry about annoying people. Like, God, she's annoying.
I don't worry about people. Like, I do not worry about people's opinions. I have had that stowed in my head for years.
That is one of my biggest problems.
I don't
worry about what people, if people think I'm annoying, people think I'm, like, rude.
I don't think I see enough people or deal with enough people. But I also, I've had that attitude since I was, like, a young teenager. I don't care what you think. Like, I value what, like, my family and best friends and, you know, close people think. But, like, a stranger.
Well, I do it even worse with, like, family and stuff.
A stranger? I don't fucking care. And, like, honestly, if a family member has a problem with me, bring it to me.
Yeah.
We'll deal with it. Like, if you have that thought and you need to talk shit behind my back, I don't really care. It does not bother me.
That's good. They
not
say
even a
I mean,
bit.
Truly, other people's opinions, they say, are not your problem. That's not your business. It's not
your
business.
It's their problem. They have that problem with me. Now, like, if it's big enough and you need me to be corrected, please come to me and we'll have a conversation and I'll try to do better. Like, if I actually do something.
Yeah.
But if it's just because I talk too fast and you think that's annoying, fuck you.
Yeah.
You talk too slow.
Right. And I've learned that the people I'm, like, my true self with and not trying to filter are the ones that truly seem to actually enjoy talking to me. So I'm like, maybe I'm obviously worrying for no reason, but something, I don't know. I always worry about saying the wrong things. I worry about, and I will replay, and this is probably more of my OCD than my ADHD. I will replay conversations in my head. I will bring up that random thing that I said that I regret, and I will replay it and ruminate.
Yeah,
and
there's a couple things. I can tell you right now, three off the top of my head that I have said in my life, and the instant I said it, I'm like, oh, fuck.
Really?
Yeah. Like, from years ago.
I can't think of them in the moment.
I can't
right now.
But
they'll randomly hit me.
There's three.
Wow.
But that's it. But it's, oh, fuck, because I know I fucked up when I said that. I know I messed up when I said that. And I apologize right after I said it, but I still said it. And I fucked up in that moment. So, and I mean, one of them is something completely stupid. The lady was like, what was it? Oh, my gosh. It was one of those encounters. Oh my, I say I can recall them, then I fucking can't. No, it was like one of those things where it was like, they say thank you or something like that, and you say, okay, you too.
Yeah.
Like, and you instead of, because you think they say have a good day or you know what I mean? Like
that. I do that.
It was like at a McDonald's drive through. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like fuck ups. Like,
yeah.
I remember them. And not really, I guess, because I can't fucking recall
anything.
I think
one of my biggest problems is just guilt in general. Like, I feel guilt over everything.
That makes me so sad. You don't show your guilt. I will say that.
Really?
Really. If you wouldn't have told me that, I would have never known that.
Oh, my God.
Like, I know
I
because we talk about it on
with
here.
Guilt. And it's usually, like, little things. It could be something I did years ago, like, when my daughter was a baby, and we decided to go to a concert, and I left her. No, I can't remember what
you
we
left her?
Something. We left her overnight with my parents.
Okay, you needed to finish that statement.
We left her overnight, but she was still a baby. She was so little. And like my other kids, I did not leave them that young, but I was still a young parent. And like in my head, I'm like, oh my gosh, maybe if I wouldn't have left her overnight so young to like go do something selfish like that, maybe she wouldn't have autism. Maybe she wouldn't have epilepsy. Maybe
that
in
is
my
not
head,
okay.
In my head, I blame myself for everything.
How old was this baby? Was she one day old?
No, maybe 6 months or
something. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know. I blame myself for
everything. You left your child alone at 6 months old?
With her grandparents. With your
trusting parents? You scum.
But it's not that. It's that that I was so young and didn't realize. I don't know. I look back at things I did when I was younger that I wouldn't do now. And I'm like, oh, that was thoughtless.
And you have guilt over them.
Yeah. Yeah.
You do know it's okay to leave your baby with your parents, correct? Yes,
I know that.
You
do know. I've done it with my others. You did nothing
wrong. Well, you said you didn't do your others as babies. Well,
they weren't that young. They weren't.
The first time I ever left my children, all three of them, was about 3 months old. And it was to get a night away. Well, I think it's because
she was a preemie and she was in the NICU for so long.
I understand
that. And I still have guilt. It started with having to leave her there in the NICU. It's her specifically that I do that with. You left
her with your trusting,
right,
able-bodied parents who had raised three children of their own. She was safe.
I know she was safe. I know that in my logical mind. You didn't take her
to the local drug dealer and say, here's this, give me my fix.
I should say that thought stemmed much sooner because she had to stay in a NICU where we couldn't sleep with her. So I always felt so guilty. But in that moment, I did, I look back on it. I'm like, what if we would have found a way to sleep on a chair in that NICU? What if we would have found, there's all these things.
And if you would have done that, she wouldn't have autism.
I don't know. Is that what your brain thinks? I know in my logical brain that that's not what happened.
That's what your brain thinks, though. Your brain literally thinks.
I always wonder, what if I would have done it? It's not that I regret, because I know, I don't regret, I didn't have a choice with that. We couldn't. But I know that I didn't cause anything. I know that goes back to the pregnancy of her being a premature baby and me having all these problems. Maybe if I wouldn't have gotten pregnant so young, maybe if I wouldn't have, all these things, I know I couldn't have done it differently.
So you feel guilty because your daughter has autism?
I know that I didn't cause it.
You feel like it's your fault, but your brain does, because you're saying all these things,
I guess. Just with that. It's with, all kinds of things. I'll feel guilty of, just, it's guilt. Every little thing. I eat myself up with guilt all day, whether it's if I didn't do enough laundry or I didn't.
The only guilt I feel is that I'm not always present for my children. When they need me in that moment, I feel like I should jump and go. But they're old enough now, I shouldn't have to jump and go.
Yeah.
Mom, I need a drink. Okay, go get one for yourself. Yeah. I'm washing the dog. Yeah. You know what I mean? Something like that. Not jumping and going when I could have gotten her the drink.
Yeah.
But I didn't. I made her go get the drink, which, once again, she's almost eight. She can. Yeah. She's fully capable of turning a sink on and pouring water into it.
Yeah.
Or pouring it from the fridge. It doesn't matter.
My husband gets that. He's like, they can do those things on their own. That's the only
guilt I really have.
I'm trying to make them be more independent, but at the same time, I want them to know that I'm here for them too. But I can't always be. So I'm I feel guilt. My guilt is always in little things. To me, us leaving for a night is the little thing. I don't have guilt over big stuff. That's what doesn't make sense. Missing a funeral or something like that. I don't feel guilty over that kind of stuff. But I feel guilty over little things.
So say next weekend you and your husband take a trip away and your kids go stay somewhere. Would you feel guilty?
I know that we deserve time together.
No, is it yes or no? Don't go deep. You're going deep.
Yes,
you would feel guilty for taking a trip with you and your husband for 2 nights, 3 days, and your children stayed at your parents' house. Yes. You're very trusting, caring parents.
Yes, I trust them with all my heart, but yes.
That's not okay.
I think it's more I don't want to put that on somebody. My parents, they help out. Okay, your parents
offered and paid for your trip. Would you still feel guilty?
I don't know. How many nights?
2 nights, three. A weekend. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Come home Sunday.
I'd still feel guilty, I think.
That's not okay.
We've never stayed more than one night away, so I don't know. But probably, I'd probably feel guilty. Yeah.
Listen, there's a thing called, too much time with your kids. Have trusting people who will take your kids. They stay
the night and stuff. I'm not with them 24/7.
I know, but you shouldn't have guilt for that. If you want to go spend time with your husband for a weekend... Yeah. We've taken trips. We've taken more trips without our children than we have with our children.
Gosh.
I'm not saying we go for 3 weeks to Disneyland without our kids. We'll go stay in a freaking lake house in Kentucky or somewhere very nice and calming for 3 nights or 2 nights.
We've done a night away a couple times where we come back the next morning. Yeah, we've done that a couple times. And I don't feel guilty with that because we deserve a night away. I guess it's just a whole
multiple
weekend.
Nights.
My thing is putting it on someone else. I don't want to put that. It's my.
We do.
I don't know.
We can't take vacations anymore because of all the animals.
Yeah.
So we do staycations. Yeah, and my kids go stay at my mom's for 5 nights.
God. Every
year.
The most I've ever been away from my kids is probably 2 nights, and that was when my husband was in the hospital. Oh my God. Or when I was in the hospital. Like, we do. I can't remember.
And then in the summer, okay, granted, we live 2 houses away from my mom. My mom is very close to us.
Yeah.
She's right there. If they need to run over, they can.
Yeah.
But like, that's awesome. In the summer, I think last summer, it was almost like 9 days. My son finally came home because I forced him to come home.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to be there, and they were fine with it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He'd stop by on the 4-wheeler, you know, and see us. But it's just, I can't.
No, that's perfectly. And a lot of mine is, it's hard. Like, my parents have busy schedules with their work. My in-laws live kind of far away,
right.
So I don't have a lot of, like...
I wonder if that's it. I wonder if you didn't have... I feel
like
I'm,
their schedules are busy. I don't want to put that on them. Like, they're... I don't know.
I've always like had... My mom... Okay, my mom is... She was younger when she had me, so she's a younger grandmother.
Yeah.
So ever since all three of them were babies, bring them here, 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 bring them here. So I would bring them there. And it wasn't constant. Do not get me wrong.
My parents do, like... If I have a doctor's appointment, I'll be like, just bring them over here. Just bring them.
But it's not. We're more like an hour or two, and then they, you know, whatever. It works for you. But my point is, I've always had that bring them here attitude. Like, and I'm talking every weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Every single weekend, my mom at one point wanted my children.
Yeah.
I didn't let her take them every single time, but, you know, a night here. But you didn't have that because your parents are busy. They're working.
Yeah, my dad works most weekends.
When my mom doesn't work the weekend, she's a school teacher.
It's a different situation. So maybe if I had,
that's what I'm saying. Maybe as a, when they were super young, if you had that, bring them here, bring them here, bring them here, bring them here. We want them. Maybe you wouldn't feel so guilty now. Yeah.
And also, I think a lot of it is me growing up too. We didn't have a lot of, like, my great grandma would sit with us sometimes. And I think we had a babysitter, maybe I can count on one hand, because my parents, they worked it out. They worked opposite shifts, and we didn't have to be with sitters. So in my head, I'm like, my kids shouldn't be with sitters either. I don't know. I had this like feeling of this is how I was raised, and like I should be the one taking care of them, or like, but even though they worked and, you know, they figured it out, but I always feel like I have to figure it out too. Like that. But
so
at the same time, we all deserve breaks. And I guess I feel guilty for asking for breaks. Not with my husband so much, because if he's off and I'm like, I'm going to go take a nap, like, or I'm going to go to the store by myself or whatever. Like,
but that shouldn't be a break. A break should be more than going to the store by yourself as a mom.
Motherhood guilt is a big thing.
I think guilt in itself is a big part of ADHD too, because you feel guilty for not being normal. You feel guilty because we totally took a left turn on parenting there. Sorry.
Well, it's so much of parenting with ADHD though.
Oh,
like,
fuck that. Yeah, that's a whole, we could do a whole episode on parenting with ADHD, because, oh my God. Okay, so it's time to wrap it up.
Yeah, I bet it is.
I bet it is. We're almost at a whole hour. So ADHD is horrible, but it's also fun.
It's kind of a superpower. We're very aware of so many things at all times.
And I'm sure we'll probably do another one of these eventually because they're so fun and they're just so random, but it's also things that...
And I didn't mean to make it so serious. Like, just...
We went off
it is.
Like,
it can be
we
fun.
We literally went off on like a 15-minute parenting tangent about guilt, so...
One good thing, real quick, about ADHD is that I've never lost my childlike inner, like my inner child. Like, I'm
still
very
a child.
Much, like, I get excited over little things, and I don't want to lose that. That makes life fun.
Yeah.
So,
there's a lot of good things about ADHD, too.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't obviously discuss those. Maybe we should do that, too.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Just the good stuff about it. Yeah. The parts that aren't so
bad.
The
sparkle.
Yeah. The sparkles.
Okay. If you'd like to get a hold of us for any rhyme, reason, or rhythm that doesn't make sense, but you can do so at only if you can keep up at gmail.com. Thank you for listening.
Bye.